listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we asked our team about their favorite books for sales, business, and influencing people. Here's what they recommend in the best books for insurance agents, written by Isabel Vitale. Although important and necessary, continuing your education as an insurance agent doesn't just have to consist of checking off continuing education requirements. We've got books to motivate and inspire you for your next sale. State continuing education requirements for insurance agents usually entail attending in-person events and online trainings or courses. Fulfilling these yearly obligations expands your skill set and keeps you on top of current trends. But why stop there? We asked members of our sales team to recommend their favorite insurance reads. These suggestions cover a large range of entrepreneurial topics that are all useful to the self-employed, independent insurance agent. Remember, being an agent means running your own business, so you must learn about and wear many hats: business manager, marketer, salesperson, and advisor, to name a few. The first pick we have is The Psychology of Selling: Increase Your Sales Faster and Easier Than You Ever Thought Possible by Brian Tracy. The Psychology of Selling helps lay the foundation for your insurance business by giving you the tools to foster the right mindset, or as Tracy calls it, self-concept. In this must-read for every sales professional, you'll first look inside yourself at those self-limiting beliefs that get in your way before exploring the inner life of the buyer. Besides focusing on self-concept, Tracy covers how to set and achieve goals, what motivates people to buy, and here's a hint, emotions over price. You'll also learn how to sell creatively, the unspoken aspects of making a sale, like body language, recognizing different buyer profiles, and how to close the deal with each, and so much more. You can read an excerpt of the first chapter on Amazon to get a feel of the book and discover why this has become a gold standard for salespeople worldwide. You can find the link in the episode notes. This next one you've probably heard of, but maybe never picked up. And well, here's your sign: How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Now, this is a time-tested volume that you need to add to your library if you haven't already. Written more than 60 years ago, and with more than 15 million copies sold, How to Win Friends and Influence People has taught generations of people how to succeed in all areas of life, with its 30 principles covered in 320 pages. Here are some tips from inside the book. Make the other person feel important, and do it sincerely. Let the other person do a great deal of the talking, and ask questions instead of giving direct orders. This is a more general book about how to communicate and interact effectively with others. Don't expect to learn a bunch of sales tips. Instead, you'll learn invaluable life lessons that you can apply to your business and interactions with clients. It's not about pulling a fast one over on others either. Instead, it's about tapping into the person you've always wanted to be, that authentic self who can grow and live in harmony with others. You'll be captivated by Carnegie's engaged storytelling. When shopping for this book, don't forget to check out the recently updated version published in 2022. Up next, Influence: The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert B. Cialdini, PhD. You might be seeing a trend with our recommendations, since being in sales has a lot to do with influence and psychology. And Robert Cialdini's influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, is no exception. As a social psychologist, Cialdini writes from a different perspective than that of a native salesperson, making the science behind influence understandable to the average reader. A renowned international bestseller, this book goes deep on persuasion over almost 600 pages. After years of research and going undercover in different professional fields, Cialdini discovered what he calls the seven weapons of influence, which can be used to bring positive change or deceive others. The seven principles include reciprocation, liking, social proof, authority, scarcity, commitment and consistency, and unity. Cialdini teaches his readers how to positively influence others while protecting yourself from trickery. Another fascinating installment in our list, this book takes you behind the scenes on why people say yes. Read up on these seven principles in the newest edition that came out in 2021. Moving on, we have Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. Another trend you'll notice in these top picks, the importance of mindset. In Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, Dennis Kimbrough takes the laws of success from Napoleon Hill's 1937 classic, Think and Grow Rich, and combines them with his own experiences and the stories of successful African Americans like Spike Lee, Jesse Jackson, Dr. Selma Burke, and Oprah Winfrey. Kimbrough's theory of success centers on pushing through the mental block that everyone stumbles on, preventing them from getting rich. He terms the decision to push through a black choice. Money is simply a tool, but mindset is the key to success. Some of the tenets he explores include the importance of making the decision to think, stoking the burning desire to achieve your goals, being an unstoppable force, and conquering fear. An inspiring guide to success, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, will propel your mindset to another level. You'll probably see why this was a number one bestseller when it debuted in 1992. Next on the list is Go for No. Yes is the destination. No is how you get there, by Richard Fenton and Andrea Waltz. An engaging and quick read, this book teaches you how to take the power out of hearing no and use it to propel you to the next yes. In other words, making mistakes and failing is necessary for learning and success. Your clients won't always say yes to you or a policy you're trying to sell. And with this book, you'll learn how to make the most of it. Self-described failure philosophers and rejectologists, Fenton and Waltz outline the steps to implementation in only 80 pages, making this recommendation one of the shortest on our list. They show you how to reframe the word no by playfully using successful Eric talking to the not-so-successful Eric of 10 years ago. If you're looking for a quick win, definitely check out this fun and short recommendation. Next, we have two books, The Trusted Advisor by David Meister, Charles Green, and Robert Galford, and The Trusted Advisor Field Book by Charles Green and Andrea Howe. As an insurance agent, you are focused on creating meaningful relationships with your clients built on a foundation of trust. In The Trusted Advisor, the authors explore the relationship between trust and successful advice giving, the trust development process, and five steps on how to nurture this important component of healthy relationships with your clients. In the companion book, The Trusted Advisor Field Book, Charles Green and Andrea Howe provide a pragmatic workbook on how to train your thinking and adjust your habits to earn more trust from clients. You'll find worksheets, coaching questions, real-life examples, and action plans to implement in your business. our under 65 health manager, Danica Stover, thinks books like these, quote, are important because even though we're doing sales, agents are advisors to their clients first and foremost. And building trust and rapport is an important part of the foundation of being a successful insurance agent, end quote. Check out the Trusted Advisor and the Trusted Advisor Field Book for actionable steps on building strong client relationships. Here's another book you might have heard of, Atomic Habits by James Clear. One of the newer recommendations on our list, Atomic Habits quickly became a New York Times bestseller and has sold over 10 million copies since its publication in 2018. This book is a great one for general mindset building, an essential first stop for anyone looking to enter the insurance business as an independent insurance agent. Read this one if you're feeling stuck or are just setting out on your business journey. First, James Clear takes the pressure off the reader, exploring how it's the system's fault that you have trouble forming good habits, not yours. Then he deftly distills complex topics from biology, psychology, and neuroscience into easily applied behaviors that can help you with healthy habit building. Some of the principles you'll learn include overcoming a lack of motivation and willpower, making time for new habits, which is good for the busy business owner, designing your environment to make success easier, as well as how to put these ideas into practice in real life. Our director of product sales, Mike Baker, says this about Atomic Habits.
A great book to help reframe how to create meaningful, long-lasting habits. Clear style and approach makes this an easy, first-time read and compelling enough to read different references within the book. Love the idea that 1% improvements compound to make meaningful change over time and that focusing on the process is more important than the goal.
If you buy a copy of Atomic Habits, don't forget to head over to the author's website to claim some useful free bonuses. This next recommendation isn't just one recommendation, it's more like eight. Jeffrey Gittimer's Little Books series. Covering many different strategies and principles of successful business, Gittimer's Little Books provide digestible and memorable tidbits with a healthy dose of humor. The eight titles include Little Red Book of Selling, Little Red Book of Sales Answers, Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, Little Teal Book of Trust, Little Book of Leadership, Little Platinum Book of Cha-Ching, Little Green Book of Getting Your Way, and Little Black Book of Connections. From specific sales tactics to more general mindset and communication practices, Gittimer's volumes have something for everyone. One of our senior managers, Jake McGoy, loves these books.
So the couple of books from Jeffrey Gittimer that I really liked, he has a whole series that are little books of blank. And so the Little Red Book of Selling and the Little Green Book of Getting Your Way were my two absolute favorites. The humor that he has in his writing really keeps you engaged, which is helpful when you're reading a book about business. And the green one especially was interesting to me because of the fact that he really brings into light the psychology around selling and how to position yourself in the sales process while you're talking to people.
Check out one or all eight of Gittimer's little books and get ready for some fun. Now, no list of suggestions from us would be complete without our own collection of ebooks and guides here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. While the rest of our recommendations center on general sales and business principles, our ebooks and guides, written by our in-house team of copywriters, cover more specific insurance topics and products. You can find information on selling Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage, Part D, ancillary, final expense, and ACA plans, getting leads, prospecting and marketing, client loyalty and retention, and so much more. With over 15 different titles to choose from, there's something relevant to your business. meticulously researched and updated regularly. Our ebooks will keep you up to date on various insurance products and help you sharpen your game. And guess what? All of our ebooks are completely free, whether you're registered with Ritter Insurance Marketing or not. And of course, we would love to have you create a free account with our site and take advantage of what we have to offer. You can learn more about what Ritter can offer you by listening to our episode on what comes with your Ritter registration, and then register for your free account to gain access to those tools and resources we mention. And if you're looking for a place to start learning the fundamentals of the insurance business, we have got that covered too. Check out our ebook, How Insurance FMOs Work, to discover the inner workings of these useful organizations. You'll find the links to all the resources we mentioned in the episode notes. Now, we know that you're busy selling, but setting aside some time for self-development can help you improve your closing rate or just the general way you do business. A couple minutes of reading here and there throughout the day when you have a moment really adds up. Before you know it, you'll have read one of these books and be on to the next. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written by Isabel Vitale. Script adaptation by Tina Lamoureux. Recording and production by me, Sarah Ruppel. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Rate and review our show on Apple or Spotify.